Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome to an exciting August 27th edition of On the Menu Live in a beautiful, beautiful Tucson afternoon. Matt Russell here. Always happy to be in the chair to talk about good food, good wine, and all the kind of blabber that goes along with that. I just want to remind everybody that's listening to us on AM 1330, The Jolt. If you are out of our listening area, you can tune into tucsonsjolt.com, www.tucsonsjolt.com. Click on Listen Live, and you can hear our show all over the world. We always enjoy hearing from listeners from points north, south, east, and west. And also, as a reminder, you should be following me on Twitter. Yes, on Twitter.com. My handle is PRCEO. Follow me on Twitter at PRCEO to find out what I'm doing and where I'm going and what I'm eating and what I'm drinking and what I'm doing to who and all kinds of fun adventures. So this is exactly the kind of stuff that you need to be following because we have a lot of fun. It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, all my foodies across Southern Arizona, to introduce this week's celebrity co-host. He is a fellow foodie. He is the titan of the tailgate. Mr. Kirk Jensen is in the house.
All right, thank you, Matt Russell. It's a pleasure to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun, I guess.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is a good time to have you here because I've been tailgating for years, Kirk Jensen, and I don't know that I have really understood what a tailgate is and what tailgating means until I had the opportunity about 2 years ago to sit with you and all of your comrades down there in the mall to fully appreciate what tailgating is all about. Our listeners of On the Menu Live will tune in next week. We're going to get a peek behind the curtain at what it takes to put together a successful tailgate party by professionals, ladies and gentlemen, in the industry. Kirk Jensen knows how to tailgate better than anyone else, and I want you to give us just a little bit of a teaser on what we can expect to hear from you on next week's show.
All right, well, just a little background here. I'm not the only one in our group. There are about four of us who get together and make up comprise a menu and make up everything that we have.
A team effort, indeed.
That it is, and let me tell you, it is a constant battle trying to figure out what to provide for people every other week.
Right.
I mean, we've done many of the things different. I mean, we do, of course, tri-tip. It's one of our favorites. We have a guy who does a chili cook-off. We happen to have do ribs all the time. Mm. Seems to be one of the favorites because we have a couple guys from Texas who think they know everything about ribs, but let me tell you, they don't. We have a guy local here who's pretty darn good, too.
You invite people from Texas to your tailgates?
Well, you know, if they're U of A fans, anybody's
okay.
Welcome.
Yep,
come
good
on
save,
now.
Good save.
Yep, you know, as they say, let the games begin. U of A season is about to start.
Right on. This is an exciting time of year, too, because classes started on August 24th, and you can feel the buzz, all the energy down there on campus. You take a little drive-by, and you say, U of A is back in session. There's this feeling of excitement down there around Main Gate and around the U of A. So you're looking forward to that, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely looking forward to that. You know, besides the event, you know, taking place, the tailgate and everything else along those lines, you know, the atmosphere is just something beyond belief. I mean, you're down there amongst the young kids. I mean, you can be from any age. Tailgating ranges from the ages of 5, even younger than that, all the way up until, who knows, whatever. My grandfather, who's 92, still goes to tailgates. But
God bless him.
Unfortunately, he's up in Oregon, University of Oregon, go to those games instead.
University of Oregon. This is a family show, Kirk Jensen. We need to watch our mouth.
This is true. As long as Arizona beats Oregon every single time, I don't
care. That's exactly right, and I hope Papa Don is listening to the show right now. So September the 5th is home opener. Who are we playing?
We're playing Central Michigan.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on that? This is a clear win for the U of A.
I certainly would hope so. You know, there is that controversy about the double quarterback situation there at U of A, but
right.
You know what? I don't see a conflict there. Does anybody happen to remember when we went to the Holiday Bowl and we had Keith Smith and Ortiz Jenkins?
Right on.
And what season? How did we do that year? I think it was like 10-2 or something along those lines, and happened to beat a pretty good team in the Holiday Bowl. So I'm not really that concerned with the double quarterback situation, and I know that Mike Stoops is going to come to the table really hard this year.
Coach Stoops, doing it big, absolutely.
Yep.
So this is an exciting time. So what I want to also do is talking about next week's show. We're going to be doing a lot of talk about tailgating, a lot about Labor Day grilling. Labor Day, of course, following next week's show. We are going to be broadcasting this show live next Thursday, September the 3rd, at Vila Thai Cuisine. We're going to be talking tailgating, Labor Day grilling, and the First Thursday Art Walk, which is an event that is very close and personal to me. We're going to be there right right down there at Vila Thai, talking Thai food, talking all kinds of fun stuff at 972 East University Boulevard, which, of course, is just west of Park in the Main Gate Square. And speaking of Main Gate, Kirk Jensen.
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to all of our good friends out at Main Gate Square. They are the newest sponsor of On the Menu Live, and I can't imagine another organization that we would like to work with, because what they have done over the last few years, it's been a renaissance down at Main Gate.
That it has. Let me tell you, when I went to college way back when, I must say, it wasn't anything like this at all. I mean, you go down there now, they've got restaurant galore, something fun for everyone. I mean, it's just a beautiful place.
That's great. So we're going to be doing the first Thursday of every month On the Menu Live is going to be broadcasting live from a different restaurant in the Main Gate Square. So we're really excited about that opportunity to bring some people down to Main Gate. Of course, all the people that know it very well and can't wait to get back and hopefully to introduce what is happening down at Main Gate to a whole new audience. So we're going to be down there again on September the 3rd, live from Vila Thai Cuisine at 5 o'clock. And I hope everybody comes by to say hello. We'll be giving out some goodies there, and we're really looking forward to that. I also want to give a shout out to my good friend John Rogers. All of our listeners know that John has co-hosted this show. He's been our resident wine expert, wine enthusiast, has just been invited by the Arizona Daily Star to write a weekly food and wine column, which will appear every Wednesday starting this Wednesday. Oh, listen to the props coming from the board. This is exciting. John Rogers writing a column bringing the local perspective on Tucson's food and wine scene every Wednesday in the food section of the Arizona Daily Star. So, John, way to go. We'll be looking forward to reading your inaugural column. So we also want to say hello to our friends over at Caliente at the Arizona Daily Star. Of course, everybody knows that listens to this show about the Food Fight Contest, the Food Fight Competition. And this really is a chance for readers of the Arizona Daily Star to cast their votes for what they believe to be the best in a category. We've covered the best guacamole in town. We've covered the best margarita. We've covered the best sandwich. Well, the current food fight in the Arizona Daily Star is all about the spiciest dish. What restaurant makes the hottest, as in spicy? The hottest dish in Tucson, but keeps you coming back for more. I want to let everybody know that if you think you have your favorite, your absolute favorite dish that is so hot you can't stand it, but you're begging for more, go online to aznightbuzz.com/foodfight and let them know. And some of your comments might even end up in a future edition of Caliente, and we will be reporting that here on the Menu Live whenever those are released. So, Kirk,
yeah,
what's your favorite spicy dish in town?
You know, it's kind of strange. You think about it. There are so many great Mexican restaurants in this town, and they provide so many opportunities to really burn your tongue pretty much by on these great spices and heats and jalapenos and so forth. But there's this little restaurant on the east side called Mongolian Grill.
Oh, yeah.
It's a place where you can just, you know, pick through and pick out all the raw products that you want, and they cook it on a grill there in front of you, and you can make it as hot as you want. They've got these red peppers, these spices and chilies you can just add to it. And let me tell you, not to say that I make it hot, but I make it hot.
If anyone's going to do it, that's you, Kirk Jensen.
I'm going to burn my tongue, that's
this
for
is
sure.
Great. So aznightbuzz.com/foodfight to cast your vote for the spiciest dish in town. So it's an honor here on the Menu Live to have for what I believe to be his first radio interview since joining the Tucson culinary scene, the executive chef and the owner of Passion for the Love of Pastries, Chef Patrick Davis is with us.
How you guys doing?
Chef Patrick Davis, what an honor. So, you know, we have Kirk Jensen, our tailgating titan, is here as our celebrity co-host, and we are just overwhelmed with enthusiasm that you have brought this concept to the foothills. And Chef Davis, I say that with all due selfishness because I live within walking distance of Passion for the Love of Pastries, but tell me exactly what it is that you guys got going on down there.
We do kind of a high-end desserts, things that you'd see in, if you went to New York or L.A., totally different from what everybody else has seen here in Tucson. Different flavors, different shapes, different colors, and everything like that. So we do wedding cakes, we do specialty cakes, all individual desserts. So that's what we're about. We're catering. We do just about anything you can think of.
That's great. And we do a lot of work here on the Menu Live on this radio show with our friends in New York with the Food Network, and we have had continual visits from some of the celebrity chefs from the Food Network. I would imagine, Chef, that there's a renaissance in the pastry and bakery movement because of shows like Ace of Cakes. I mean, there's this mystery, this magic about what you can do with just a little sugar and a little flour. This is more than just chocolate chip cookies.
Exactly. Yeah, Ace of Cakes became huge for us in this industry. You know, everybody that's come in so far has asked me if I watch that show at all. So,
and no doubt you have, and you're ready to go to competition. You're ready to take on some of the big ones in the industry.
We're definitely ready to go.
So you've got all kinds of cake types and all kinds of cake filling flavors, and you know some of the classics like bitter sweet chocolate mousse and raspberry mousse and passion fruit mousse. But I see a strawberry vodka mousse, Chef Davis.
That is our biggest seller for wedding cakes. I'll tell you what, the brides and grooms, they go gaga over that.
So, I guess champagne's just not enough there.
No. It's all about the drinking nowadays in weddings.
Strawberry vodka mousse. So am I going to order these for my daughter's 11th birthday, or am I going to have to pass and take something a little bit more classic?
No, what it is the vodka. What the vodka does, it just brings out the flavor of the strawberries a lot more. So you can't taste it. It's nothing that, you know, it's not like taking a shot of vodka. It's totally a mild flavor, so kids can definitely have it. It just does nothing but bring out the flavor of a strawberry.
Now, other than pastries, do you happen to do are there like croissants and everything else? Do you do a morning atmosphere also? So if I come by for a coffee in the morning?
No, we're open from 10 to 6, so we do lunch crowd and the dinner crowd. We don't do any type of morning pastries at all, or breads or anything like that. We just stay strictly with just the pastries.
Outstanding.
So with your convenient location there on Sunrise and Cole, this is a great, as people are coming home, ready for a wonderful dinner, this is a great place to sort of stop by, talk to one of your very educated staff members over there about options, and this is a great place to stop by to bring some dessert home.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So talk to us a little bit about what are some of the more unique, customized items that you're going to find there at Passion for the Love of Pastries. As we said, this is not just about your grandmother's chocolate chip cookie. What are some of the more unique items and perhaps some of the more unique requests that you've had for items for your menu?
Probably one of our biggest sellers right now is what we call a Southwestern s'more. And just as you guys were just talking about the spiciest thing in town, this is an actual tart that has really hot spices in it.
Oh.
And with a house-made marshmallow that's toasted off.
Man.
So as you bite into it, it's nice and chewy, creamy, and also in the back of your throat, that's when the heat starts hitting in.
Chewy, so, creamy, and heat. That should be the tagline of this radio show. This is a chewy, creamy, and hot show. Do I got to pay you a royalty for that, Chef?
No, you can keep it all.
So this is really great. I want you to tell our listeners exactly where you guys are located. Again, talk about the days that you're open and your hours, because I don't want anybody to miss Passion for the Love of Pastries.
We are located at 6960 East Sunrise Drive at Suite 120. We're located on the southeast side of the street. Our hours are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays and Mondays. So,
okay.
And our business... Being a retail place, we also do wholesale, so we do a lot of desserts for resorts and for restaurants. So
that's great. So you've heard it here first on The Menu Live. This is a wonderful place. I want everybody to check it out. Again, I can walk to this place, so I feel a bit selfish, but everybody from across Southern Arizona is going to really love what they have to experience at Passion for the Love of Pastries. Executive Chef and Owner Patrick Davis, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks again for doing what you've done, and we look forward to having you back on the show to talk about your first year.
Oh, I'd love to, and hopefully you can take a walk down here pretty soon.
We'll do it. We'll introduce ourselves by name.
That sounds great.
Patrick Davis, thanks again.
Thank you.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of developments down at Main Gate, and we're going to be talking to our friend, the man, the myth, from the bum steer himself, Mr. Benny Blanco, is in the house, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my very capable celebrity co-host, Kirk Jensen. Celebrity tailgating titan and local foodie. So, speaking of Main Gate, there's a lot going on down at Main Gate, and one of the most interesting developments that we've heard about in a long time is some changes going down at 943 East University Boulevard. And to help us understand exactly what's going on down there, we've got Mr. Peter Wilkie from Wilco is in the house. Peter, welcome.
Thanks a lot. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. So I can't imagine there's anybody in Southern Arizona, Peter, that has not yet been to Wilco. But talk to us for a little bit about what Wilco is now and a little bit about what we can expect to see over the next couple of weeks that really is a transformation down on Main Gate.
Yeah. Well, Wilco right now is, the best way to describe it is an upscale convenience store, kind of a general store. And we offer all kinds of grab-and-go food, sandwiches and salads that are made down at the Time Market, other kinds of sushi and rolls and vegetable wraps and all kinds of things you can kind of just grab and take with you, beverages, beer, wine. And then we also have a whole assortment of retail goods like greeting cards and over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. And it's all packaged in a really stylish and fun atmosphere.
That's great. So, you know, there's a buzz down at Main Gate about Wilco and all that you've been for all the time you've been down there. So I'm hearing about some changes that you have afoot, and I'm interested to know what those are and why change something that really is working.
Well, basically what happened is that as all the food that we were offering, people kept asking for more variety. And so we'd give them more variety, and that would sell out. And so then we started doing paninis because they wanted hot food and they wanted soup, and so we were doing soup, and it got to the point where we were making so much stuff at the Time Market to ship down there,
right?
That we really felt that we wanted to be able to cook the stuff on premise.
Sure.
And not only that, a lot of people would come over and want to sit down and have a beer or sit down and have a glass of wine,
right?
And look at the world go by. We've got some big windows, and you can watch the U of A kind of happen across the street.
Nothing wrong with that, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, so right now we're in the process of building a kitchen, and it's going to be open to the floor so you can see what's going on in there.
Nice.
And we got another liquor license that'll enable people to sit down and have a bottle of wine or have a glass of wine, have a beer, and enjoy the food that we're going to make there.
So you're going to do the food on site, and it sounds like this is really kind of a wine bar in the making.
Uh-huh, it is a wine bar. That's the primary focus, and we're going to start out with about 20 wines by the glass, and you're going to be able to go ahead and buy them retail right there if you find something that you like, and we'll work our way up to having even more by the glass offerings.
Beautiful.
Future.
And so you'll be able to do some tastings down there. You'll find something that you like, and you can buy it right there and enjoy it right there. You can take it with you?
Absolutely. We'll have a tasting every week, and people will be able to taste a lot of different wines, and then if they like it,
how many
bottle home with them.
How many spots or seats are places you can have available people to stand around and gander at the ongoing passerbys.
Well, the final seating is really kind of yet to be determined, but it looks like we're going to have about 40 to 50 seats.
Nice. Sounds like a great atmosphere. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so when you're putting together, you talk about 20 wines by the glass, and, you know, with so many great wines coming out of every corner of the world, frankly, how do you narrow down that list that says this is the kind of attitude that we want Wilco to be known for when it comes to the kinds of wines that we're offering?
Well, I've been offering wine retail over at the Time Market for the past 14 years, and I've been tasting. I taste every week. I've got probably 15 wine reps that come by and taste.
Tasting every week, that's tough duty.
It yep. is. It's a tough job.
Especially the reds when your teeth turn purple like that.
Yeah, so I'm really just going to cull from, you know, if you can call that a knowledge base that I have, and just try to offer interesting wines that you might not be able to find anywhere else. And we'll rotate those wines through and see what works and what doesn't work, but I really think that you're going to be able to find a great selection of, I would say, offbeat, obscure, and really interesting wines to try down at Wilco.
That's what we're looking for, because, you know, you've got your standards that you sort of would expect to see, but we like to be, you know, we like to be introduced to those labels that you just really can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of price point are you looking at in terms of the range of the wines?
Oh, well, I think we're going to try to focus on keeping it pretty accessible for everybody.
Great.
So we're going to have a really nice selection of wines that are in the $6 range by the glass, and then we'll probably have another echelon that's up around $8-$8.50, and we're not going to really put a ceiling on it, depending on what people want. If it really takes off and there's a lot of wine drinkers that are down there that are enjoying it, then there's no reason why we wouldn't open something really hard to get, really obscure or really interesting, and offer that by the glass.
Wonderful. And talk to us a little bit about what your vision is for the menu when Wilco sort of, you know, the transformation of Wilco happens.
You know, the menu is going to be really exciting. And I would say if there were a style, it would be the American gastropub style.
Attaboy.
Yeah. So you're going to be able to sit there at the bar and order off of something that approximates a sushi menu, although it's not sushi. You'll be able to order from a bunch of different artisan cheeses, artisan salumis, and spiced olives and nuts and small appetizers, almost like tapas style. And then for the main menu, we're going to have really, if I were to try to describe it, it'd be comfort food, but just fantastic twists on the comfort food. So we're going to have pizza, and we're going to have sandwiches, and we're going to have a few different pasta options and some salads, which really makes it sound more pedestrian than it is. They're just really exciting recipes that we've come up with over the last few years, and I think it'll be really exciting.
Boy, the anticipation is killing me. Absolutely killing me. One thing we want to do is, you know, talking about Main Gate, you know, I went to the U of A, and I graduated along with Kirk Jensen. We graduated longer ago than either one of us, I think, cares to admit. But Main Gate back when we were in college, Peter Wilkie, does not resemble even remotely the Main Gate that's there now. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why Main Gate Square is beginning to attract people outside of sort of the campus proper.
Uh-huh.
What's going on down there at Main Gate that is enabling people to get so excited about coming in?
Well, I think the people that are doing the development down there are really trying to get a really nice mix of varied stores and restaurants and kind of attractions that people can go and not just made for the student. So, you know, there's a lot of faculty and staff down there that really care about nightlife, that care about food, that care about wine and beer. And there's also a really expansive neighborhood network to every side of that area.
Sure.
And I think that the idea is to get all kinds of different people, families, professionals, not just students down there.
Right.
I think that that's what's been the focus now, instead of businesses that maybe just really appeal to students.
Wonderful. Whatever you're doing it right. Wilco at 943 East University Boulevard. We're really excited about taking a look at the new scene down there. Peter Wilkie, I want to thank you for coming on the Menu Live, and you will be seeing us very soon.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with some exciting things happening at 1910 North Stone.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. 18 years after she was abducted outside her California home, J.C. Dugard has been reunited with her family. El Dorado County Undersheriff Fred Kohler says she and two daughters, fathered by her abductor, had been held in a hidden area behind suspect Philip Garrido's home in Antioch, California.
As unusual as that may sound, having been there, it's very, very conceivable. the way the house is set up, the way the backyard is set up, you could walk through the backyard, walk through the house, and never know that there was another set of living circumstances in that backyard.
Dugard was 11 years old when she was kidnapped in 1991. The line is long at the Kennedy Library in Boston as thousands turn out to pay their respects to Senator Ted Kennedy. His body lies in repose ahead of funeral services on Saturday. Residents along the East Coast can breathe a little easier. Forecasters do not believe Tropical Storm Danny will become a hurricane. The North Carolina coast is under a tropical storm watch. This is CNN Radio. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending air traffic rules for the area over New York's Hudson River be revised. 9 people were killed earlier this month in the midair collision of a helicopter and a small airplane. NASA hopes to launch Space Shuttle Discovery late Friday night. Launch manager Mike Moses says engineers have now determined a hydrogen valve that caused 2 postponements is actually working okay.
If we would have tried today, our posture basically would have probably been something along the lines of go tank and see what happens, and if the close indication shows up and works, great, go launch, and if it doesn't, scrub and try again. And that's just not great. I mean, that's not really a scientific way of going about doing our business.
The shuttle mission features delivery of a new crew member to the International Space Station. A decline in the number of people applying for unemployment benefits helped push stock prices higher. 570,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 10,000 from the week before. The Dow climbed 37 points. For news anytime, go to CNN Radio. This is CNN.
We couldn't have asked for a better day to break out the PWCs.
I know, this is great.
Whoa, whoa, what is that?
Oh, that's my new theme music. GEICO helped me save so much money on my PWC insurance, I hired a band to play my own theme song.
Huh, do they know Freebird?
Saving you money on your PWC insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
The Home Depot has 11/16 by 5.5 by 6-foot redwood dog-eared fence pickets at an incredible price. Just $1.97 each. At that price, the money you save on the pickets alone could go a long way toward paying for the rest of the project. Nails, stain, the works. Overhaul your fence without overextending your budget with redwood dog-eared fence pickets. Just $1.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to another exciting edition of On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, alongside my good-looking, handsome, well-dressed...
You're killing me.
...Boston Red Sox cap-wearing fool, Kirk Jensen, is in the house.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the Red Sox.
Well, you know, it takes a lot for an Orioles fan to even say those 3 words, Kirk Jensen.
Well, we've had an ongoing rivalry, Matt. Come on now. Do we have to make mention?
Yes, we do have a rivalry. And somehow I keep losing a bottle of Patron every single season. And I'm getting tired of it, Kirk.
I can't help it, Matt.
I'm getting tired. I don't know how you
gotta get pitching, you gotta do something.
I don't think you can consume as much Patron as I've had to buy you over the last 4 years. I'm sure you've got like a trophy case at home. But anyway, thank you for being in the co-pilot seat here. On
my
another
pleasure.
Edition of On the Menu Live. So we are sitting right here live. Now this is a very exciting moment for me. I just have to sort of pause and
reminisce
and collect myself here. We are sitting here with the promotions manager at the Bum Steer, Mr. Benny Blanco. Wow, Benny!
Oh, Blanco. Bring some sound effects and everything.
So I come with my own sound effects.
I like that.
He travels with his own sound effects. So Benny Blanco, the Bum Steer is an icon in Southern Arizona.
Yes, yes.
The place was open, I think, in the late 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, you know, it sort of really was the place to go for the U of A scene. And,
yes.
And really, you know, and really during the day and on the weekends, a family atmosphere.
Yes.
I actually worked at the world-famous Bum Steer back in 1987, 1988, and 1989, where I met who now is the lovely Mrs. Nancy Russell, who agreed to be my
wife.
And
you have joined a long list of folks who have done the same.
That's what I've heard. So tell us a little bit about the Bum Steer and what's going on, because I know there's been some confusion about, you know, it sort of closed down for a while to sort of recreate itself, but you're here to tell our listeners now that what everybody remembers Rivers about the bum steer in its heyday.
It's still the same.
Talk to us,
yes,
Benny Blanco.
Yes, it's bringing it back. If it's not broke, don't fix it. That's
right
what
on.
They always say, right?
Right on.
Heiko has done a really good job of just bringing back the old feel-good ness, I guess you want to call it, of the bum steer. You know, it still has the same atmosphere. It has, you'd look at any restaurant that you would go to today that has memorabilia on the wall, and this is that times 10. It's just everything everywhere. Anything you can think of is on the wall, the ceiling, the floor, the pillars, the everything.
Kirk is he's turning red right now because you're thinking everything you can possibly imagine is up on the wall. Kirk, do you...
I've got some fond memories of the bum steer, let me tell you.
Yes.
White Wednesdays, outstanding. Uh-huh. Those were the days. Let me ask you a question, though. The menu's still there, right?
The menu is still there.
And how about the wings? We have an endless wing again?
Endless wings on Wednesdays.
You're doing all you can
eat? $5.99 all you can eat wings. Oh, so if you want to bring your belly, bring it.
Now, are we talking hot? Because you know I'm a hot guy.
Hot
things.
He's a hot guy.
I can feel the waves from the chair.
It's not my belly just generating heat.
Just generating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked at the Bum Steer, I mean, arguably the best wings in Tucson.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying that because I was making the things. But, I mean, nobody could even come close.
I still think they have your recipe. They must because they are really, really good.
I don't know. I'm sure you'd be getting, like, checks every month now. I'm sure it's just some sort of misunderstanding, Benny. But talk to us a little bit about your menu because people think of the Bum Steer. They obviously think of the Steer Burger. That's your iconic menu item. But you're more than just burgers, although you do it probably better than anybody else. Let us know what's on the menu these days.
There's chicken as well. You know, the Sonoran chicken sandwich has green chili on it. It's really good sandwich. You know, and the French fries, I swear, you'd think that the French fries don't matter when you have a sandwich, but when they're those thick cut, southern style French fries, steak style fries, it's just that good stuff. Just makes you just want to get more and more and more.
Yeah, I want more and more and more. And you have not brought fries to the station, but we will forgive you. You'll forgive me for that obvious oversight.
That's perfectly fine.
Now, when I was there, the curly fries were sort of the thing. They were sort of the slinky fries, but you've upgraded now to steak fries.
Yes.
Real men eat steak fries.
Eat steak fries. Onion rings as well.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, all your good bar finger foods. Yeah,
so what makes a steer burger a steer burger, Benny Blanco?
Man, if I knew the secret ingredient they have over there, I'd probably be making them at home. I think it's probably because it's a quarter pound burger.
I mean,
it's a real burger. It's not something that's going to nibble on. You're going to have probably get a baggie and take it home with you.
Exactly right. Yeah, your typical bar burger is certainly less than that in weight. And you have to have two or three to be satisfied. But this is a pretty good size burger.
Yeah, good size.
Now
good
you
bun,
still
everything.
Yeah, you still have sort of a range of burgers that it's not just about
the chili burger.
They have the
jalopy burger.
What?
Which goes with Nimbus Brewery's jalopy beer.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow, folks.
You have on tap, Benny?
Yes, which we have on tap.
Nimbus jalopy beer. You know, I tell you, all the changes, I'm so excited. I think we had Bud and Bud Light back in the 80s.
Bud Light. Did we even have Coors Light or
Coors?
We didn't have Coors or Coors Light in a bottle, maybe.
But no, the place has obviously evolved significantly since I was trying to make a living as a college student. you have happy hour down there at the Bum Steer?
Our happy hours are, I know we have on live bands on Thursdays and Fridays.
Great.
It's more about the live music and the atmosphere of it. It's not necessarily called happy hour.
Right,
but,
right.
Because
every hour is happy. The
every
steer.
Hour is happy.
That's a good save.
Steer,
so let me
absolutely.
Ask you this. Where do the live bands play?
The upstairs is still there.
Right, okay.
The stage area is still upstairs.
Stage. So
there's a stage.
Okay, now there used to be kind of just a dance floor.
There's a stage
there's
area.
There's an actual stage upstairs.
Is the upstairs bar still there too then?
Yes.
Memories.
Yeah, Kirk.
The arcade is still there. The volleyball, the net is outside still.
Now, the real question is, upstairs, there used to be that little cubby hole in the back right corner with the tables and stuff still there?
Yeah, still there.
So we're gonna have to make a field trip to see if Kirk's name is still etched ever so
that's
gingerly.
That's what that was.
If you ever find a little circle and an X on the table up there in the right-hand corner, you put a shot glass in the circle and you hit the quarter on the X, you'll never miss. Trust me.
Will be remembered. Make sure I put that on the menu.
So talk to us. I was working there when we decided that that this volleyball concept could really work. I mean, it was a parking lot for about a year when I was there, and we decided to really make this thing happen. You're still getting people coming by to play volleyball in
leagues? Absolutely. There's a league that comes in every night and plays, and even if they're not there, the customers come in and play. I mean, it's interesting to see some families get together and they're having a meal, and all they play planned on doing was eating, and then they wind up outside playing volleyball.
That's fantastic. So, yeah. Now, I talked about meeting my wife there a long time ago when I was working at the bar that you see right when you walk in the front door. Mm-hmm. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that on a Saturday afternoon, one of the things my kids really like to do is kind of reenact the moment where my wife walked in the front door and I was behind the bar and you could hear the birds chirping. Do you have any birds? We don't have any birds chirping. Sorry,
no birds.
I should have asked for the sound effects before we went live. But, that's beautiful.
Yeah, bring my own sound effects. Yeah.
But I'm not alone. I mean, there is a fraternity of men in this community and really across the country that have met their wives at the Bumsteer. What is it about this place? I mean, I have to tell you, my brother met his wife at the Bumsteer.
No kidding.
What is it about this place that makes the lovebirds sing so sweetly, Benny?
It's the I think it's the idea of just being free, because you see so much going on the walls, the tables, the wood. You know, it just
the atmosphere
brings out the pheromones start to preach.
Doesn't matter what tier or what floor you're on. It's going to happen
matter.
There.
That's right.
So one of the things that I'm glad you retain is, you know, when we hear about restaurants reinventing themselves and rebranding and reconcepting, you think about this wonderful place called the Bumsteer at 1910 North Stone. It is this kind of, you know, a glorious barn-like atmosphere where you walk in and you see the kinds of things that there's a life-size Bob's Big Boy hanging from the rafters. So I want to say thank you for not getting rid of anything, including the size 10 Nike shoe that used to be mine, but is now hanging ever so lovingly over the...
And I have to get you to come sign that.
I will be happy to do that. Wait, we'll have to broadcast our show live
there
for the Bumsteer
here
for a little old
time.
But what are some of the more quirky things that you have on display at the Bumsteer that people have come back and asked for from time to time?
There's tons of stuff on there.
Wasn't there a plane at one time hanging
there?
There
is still a plane.
There's a fuselage of an aircraft up there.
There's an old car from the 30s still stuck in the rafters in the area.
And I think people need to understand.
Cannon in the
when you say car, Benny, you're actually saying a car.
A full car.
It's not
a
some sort of an artist rendering.
Car.
A car is there. Probably license plates from every single state in the country. So you just take it really is kind of a museum. I mean, the Bumsteer is not the kind of a place where you sort of walk in and have a quick lunch, you know, and then hit the road again. This is really the iconic kind of a place that takes you back in time, where you can walk up. I don't know how many floors do you have there?
If you start all the way at the bottom and you come in, you go downstairs,
right?
And you can go up two other floors, and then there's another. Hideaway that's on the side, so you can count it four floors. You can really say there's
four floors.
With three different bars still, right?
With three different bars.
Three different tiers. So
right.
If you can't find a drink on the first floor, go to the second. Try
the
third.
Floor. Right.
And if all else fails, do you have a bar outside by the...
We can have a bar outside, depending on what the event is.
Do you
now,
put
we
like
have
a,
nightlife events. We might.
Do you put like
outside.
A pit out there with like beers?
The bar,
know,
yeah. Yeah, the beautiful bar girl.
Oh, there.
No, you didn't bring her to the studio. There.
No, she was one of those. Can't go with you because it's me. You know, if it was somebody else, they probably would have went.
All right, now Kirk actually brought up a good point. You are actually suited to have a bar outside.
Yes.
Are people able to rent the facility if they want to do a private party or a private gathering out there?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that. It's been happening so far has been one of the bigger draws to the Bumsteer right now. You can rent the entire upper floor for a birthday.
Oh, fantastic.
There's been several birthdays. I think there's been at least two a week where people have had their 40th, their 45th, their 50th, whichever you want to have. And
what about 21st?
Oh, well, you can have the 21st.
where I spent mine.
I always say, it has to be
gotta
Saturday.
Keep mine. University's back in session. Bring those guys.
Yes. Pick it on
that's
a
right.
Saturday.
That's
must
right.
be on a Saturday.
And I tell you, one of the things that you have to be very proud of is the sort of renaissance and renewal of that part of Stone that has happened over the last few years. I mean, this really is. I mean, with the condos there and the different shops and different other restaurants, this really is a beautifully redeveloped part of Stone.
Absolutely.
They're just west of Grant.
Yes.
So. Talk about the days you're open. Do you have any specials that you're running? We talked about Burger Madness.
Yes,
are you still doing
Madness
Burger Madness
on Mondays? Burger Madness on Mondays.
What does that mean for people? I can't imagine no one's ever been to the Bumsteer.
Well,
what's Burger Madness?
The Steer Burger is it regularly priced at a certain price? I apologize. I can't quote the price right now, but it's significantly less.
Right. Good.
Which makes it better. And it's just like we already talked about the chili burger.
You can add all the fixings to it. Then pretty much
we've got every think of a burger.
Of cheeses and
think of
else?
A burger, we can make a burger there.
Yeah. Right.
Didn't they used to have a blue cheese?
I'll tell you, it was called Singing the Blues, if you want it exactly. And that was with a blue cheese patty that was ever so lovingly pressed into the flesh of the burger, topped with two slices of applewood smoked bacon.
Hopefully he's playing this at the Boom Steers with people.
The real question here, Matt, is how come you know so much? We know that you worked there, but do you happen to have some slogans or lines that you used to say back then?
Oh, slogans.
I wonder if they're still in effect. You still have these in effect?
You know, the slogans?
You are taking me back.
I'm sorry. I mean, I remember there used to be a certain, when you called in for certain things to order for food to go, there was a certain response you had to respond to. What was that?
We actually had to go through training. I mean, they were very much concentrated back then, as I'm sure they are now on brand.
I hope that it goes back to that.
The Bum Steer has a proud brand that it needs to continue to represent. But when the phone rang, it wasn't just Bum Steer. This is what we had to say. I can't believe I remember this. Thank you for calling the world famous Bum Steer at 1910 North Stone, where there's never ever a cover charge. No, I don't know. Do you still have a cover charge?
I'm writing this down as we speak. We need to make sure.
Do you have a cover charge now?
There is a cover charge on Saturday nights.
Just for bands, I'm assuming.
But that's when we have a live DJ on Saturday nights.
Oh, outstanding!
The Animal House is bringing back to the.
So we're going back to the old school, like 60s, 70s, 80s, or I mean, is it a variety of different things, or does he just stay in one?
It's trying to take that old school feeling of just coming in and having a good time. There's no preconceived idea of how you're supposed to be. Come as you are and just have a great time. And we've got all the atmosphere. You just got to bring yourself.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And again, you know, this is certainly conveniently located to the U of A campus, and I'm sure a lot of your customers are U of A students. But
yes, they are.
This is a place that people. I mean, I know I've driven a half an hour to get to your place, and this is a great weekend place to go to lunch and hang out in the arcade with your family. I mean, this really is a family establishment, not your sort of typical college bar.
No, it extends over to the
keep in mind, isn't the arcade still on the second floor? So if you don't want to be in the arcade situation, you still have adult sections in other areas and everything. So, I mean, you know, for those that don't want to bring their kids, family-wise, they still have that atmosphere still for those who want to get intimate and see more things.
The word intimate, yes. The upstairs area where you carve the...
I don't know anything about that. I'm not talking about it. My wife was present there, so I don't know.
Defacing public property, Kirk Jensen. My goodness.
Wasn't me.
So we've got Burger Madness. Are there any other sort of promotions or specials that you guys run?
That's the all-night, all-you-can-eat wings on Wednesdays, $5.99, get all-you-can-eat wings. Live bands on Thursday and Friday, and then Animal House on Saturday night. The Burger Madness, we said, on Monday. And, you know, the prices that are on the menu are not hitting your pocketbook. It's good food at a great price and great atmosphere, so you can't really go wrong. You got to come down. Right.
And you still have a few taps. I mean, how many taps are you running right now? About 8 taps?
8,
a couple locals I heard, Nimbus is pretty good.
Nimbus is on there. Blue Moon's on there. You know, a little Natty Light if you're into your natural light.
Natty Light. How about PBR in the can? You got
PBR, I believe, is still in the can. I'd have to check.
We were talking about
it at the bar the other day. We were asking about that.
Got to have PBR in the can.
There's a market out there.
Think about it. Clint had the PBR there, you know. Gran Torino, PBR all over the place. You got to have that in can.
Lower your voice when you say a PBR.
I'm coming down for PBR.
We know our Natty Light guys. I mean, there's a market out there for that. So when I go out to, you know, a great place like this with my wife, you know, sometimes I can convince her, Benny Blanco, to have a hamburger, to have some wings. But, you know, she sort of gravitates towards the healthy side of life, blah, blah, blah.
So does my wife.
Okay, indeed. So, I mean, we always had some great salads on the menu.
There's a little chicken salad there and you know, your regular house salad and... Yeah,
beautiful.
Definitely. You can get the healthier side of life without having to get all the greasy burgers.
Do you have like a cold cut sandwich too, just in case, or something along those lines? You know,
I believe so.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, we had the turkey gobbler. I remember. I can't believe I remember all these things.
That's what happens when you spend most of your college career in a bar.
That's right. That's what got me through school. But anyway, so the Bum Steer is at 1910 North Stone, which is just west of Grant, if I have my...
West of
point.
It's not west. North or south?
South of Grant.
I mean, not west. It's
that would
south.
Be south, south of Grant. Grant.
Oops.
Right. South of Grant. Too much time of too much time of the Drockman.
Right. Yeah, east
that's
of Drockman.
That's exactly
right there.
And you can't miss it three or four, depending on how you look at it. Stories of goodness there on the east.
Kind of looks like a barn, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge red barn. You can't miss the Bum Steer logo on them.
Well, we've got a number of people out in our listening audience here in Tucson and across the country who are just waiting. to hear what our trivia question is going to be. So I believe there's so many things we can ask about the bum steer. But everybody get their dialing fingers on now. 529-3508 is the number to call. 529-3508 for a chance to win dinner for two at the world-famous bum steer at 1910 North Stone. Who has the answer to the question? What word is written on the men's room door? What word is written on the men's room door at the Bum Steer? If you think you know the answer to that, call 529-3508 for dinner for two at the world-famous Bum Steer. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
I like this music.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, alongside a dancing Kirk Jensen, who literally just hopped up out of his seat and danced to the classic sounds of jazz.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Our tailgating titan and fellow foodie here, who is our celebrity
good music,
co-host.
Good food, good beverages. That's what can exactly you say? You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. We're here with Betty Blanco, the promotions manager at the Bum Steer, who has offered up the following question. What word is written on the men's room door at the Bum Steer? And I believe we have on line one, Kathy. Kathy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
I am here.
Kathy, wow, good to hear your voice. Are you tell me where exactly you're calling from?
The North Side.
From the North. We've got a North Side listener, Mark. This is exciting information.
North Side.
Now, I've got to ask you one thing, Kathy. Have you ever been to the world famous Bum Steer?
Oh, yes, and I've fallen for the bathroom trick, too.
Oh, something tells me
we might have
a winner.
Oh, goodness.
So, which is a great disappointment to those that are still on the line, but if Kathy does win it correctly, I think we have another trivia question coming up, so whoever's on line two, I believe it's Pam, I want you to stick around. But, Kathy, what is written on the men's room door at the Bum Steer?
It would either be women or girls.
Congratulations. Women. Congratulations. So we're going to have Benny talk a little bit about that. But, Kathy, have you actually walked into the men's room at the Bum Steer?
I am very embarrassed to say that yes, I have.
Yep. Was it empty at the time?
No, it was not.
Hey, Benny, do they still have that like that little booth right there across from the bathrooms where you could look into the bathroom doors and watch people walk in?
And that's where everybody laughs.
Yeah, you sit there and laugh and you point fingers.
I did get ridiculed, laughed at. Yes, I went through the whole shameful process.
Oh, how funny. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
We should take pictures next time that happens.
Kathy, I want you to hang on and stick with us because Mark is going to get all your information and we're going to get you a gift card for Dinner for Two at the world famous Bumpster. Kathy, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Wow, so that's exciting. So, Benny, tell why is the word women?
Why is the question for the ages, my friend? It is a very humorous thing to watch, especially when the women seem to be more embarrassed than the men. When the men walk into the women's, when it says men and it's pointing towards the men's room, that's that they seem to just go in and not really care whether
funny.
Or not.
Right. So women is on the men's room door and men is on the women's room door. And we as employees used to just sit there and wait for them to come out in sheer horror and ring the sirens and such. So I'm glad to know that you have kept up that tradition because that's
still alive.
That's really cool.
I wonder if that's the reason why there's so much first love at that bar.
And they meet in the bathroom.
That's right. There's another one in the bathroom.
Speaking of first love, I believe we have a Pam on the line. Now, Pam, if you're still with us, I want you to listen very closely to this this question. And for those of you who think you might also know the answer, again, 529-3508 is the number. We only have a couple of minutes left. We're going to offer a $25 gift card at Daglio's Cheesesteaks, courtesy of Mr. Kirk Jensen and our good friend Chuck Stopani over there at Daglio's. If you're still on the line, Pam, we want to know what year did Matt and Nancy Russell, what year did I meet my wife at the Bumsteer? If you are a fan of Russell Public Communications on Facebook, you will know the answer to this question. Take a shot, Pam.
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. How about 1995?
No. 1995.
Oh, that was so close.
I tell you what, you're a few years too late. But I do want to encourage you to hang up and call back at 529-3508 for a chance to win a $25 gift card at Daglio's. And while we're waiting for people to call in, we want to talk about what's happening on Saturday night, Benny, at the Bumpster.
Oh yeah, Saturday night. We usually have the Animal House party on Saturday night, and this Saturday we're having the Van Wilder party, which is the newer series of the. If you're into the movies at all, you know the. The Animal House party.
Yes.
And then it was in the 60s, and now the Van Wilder party was for the 90s. Now, Tech Holmes, who was in the movie, is going to host the party.
Fantastic. Oh, outstanding.
So we actually have a Hollywood star man coming out here to host a little party over here at the Bumpsteer, and it's all the college kids are going to be involved, so it's going to be a really, really, really big party.
Yeah, that's exciting. Okay, well, we want to go to a caller who thinks she might know the answer to the question, what year did I meet my wife at the Bumsteer for the first time? Laura, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
Wow, nice to hear your voice. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Up in the foothills.
We have a foothills listener, Kirk Jensen.
What is up with the north side,
you
folks?
You know, we reach all the people that
we
understand.
We represent.
What good food.
That's what it's all about.
What good food is all about. So I have to ask you, you know, you might be a fan of Russell Public Communications on Facebook, and even if you're not, you're going to give us a wild guess, but what year did I meet my wife?
I'm going to say 1989.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Absolutely. Congratulations. Another fan of Russell Public Communications knows when Matt and Nancy met in 1989. We were married in 1991 shortly thereafter that. Laura, stick around here. Mark is going to get your information, and I want to thank you for listening to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that was 4 years in college life for you, Matt.
1989. Right, I'm a 1985 high school graduate.
Nothing wrong with that.
I did not get out of the 85? UVA in 1989. sadly.
I don't think many of us did.
But anyway, Kirk, you got married just 1 week before I did.
No, 1 week after.
1 week after.
Yep, okay. You were the 17th?
I was May 18th.
18th, and I'm the 25th.
Of May 25th of 1991. That's right. So we go way back.
We do.
We go way back. So, yeah.
Scary.
I was a junior in high school.
Thanks a lot, Penny.
So anyway, we want to say thanks to Benny Blanco of the world-famous Bumpsteer at 1910 North Stone. A big shout-out to my buddy Peter Wilkie of Wilco. Patrick Davis of Passion for the Love of Pastries, and my celebrity co-host, Kirk Jensen. I want to remind everybody that this show is going to run again this Saturday at noon. So if you missed it and all the craziness, you can listen again. And until then, I'm Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend. Bon appetit, my friends.